It's time for Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, keeping you alive long enough to enjoy the rest of your week. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before your cat auditions for Cirque du Soleil. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally stops looking like a Pinterest fail. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's curveballs, cow patties, and unexpected lawn gnomes. And Sime Funeral Home, helping plan ahead so your family can argue over who gets that weird lamp instead of the paperwork. Today, we've got more laughs than a goat on roller skates. Plus, just enough information to make you sound smart at the water cooler. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup, turn your midweek meltdown into a giggle fest.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide, cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hank Bray.
Good morning, Mr. Philip Nee. How are you?
I am fine, man.
Good, good.
Survived the storm yesterday.
Survived the storm. Hope everybody else did too.
Had a little damage to our car.
Oh, you was telling me about that.
Yeah, it was lovely in Mazamani, and I saw it coming across the plains, and mm-hmm. I thought, oh, it's white across the hills. It's rain coming in.
Oh yeah, look
no, at that nice it was rain. Nothing but ice. And I have not. I really thought my windshield was going to shatter because it was hitting it that hard. Just whap 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 whap. You know, and it's like, okay, this isn't good. But luckily it didn't. But I do have. It looks like some little chips in the windshield, like pea gravel or something. So, lovely.
So, just be aware. This is a PSA announcement from WRCO. So, people out and about know that it hailed here. Okay? So, please be aware of these scams going on with, like, hey, we can fix your roof, this. You only need to give us this and never see them again. Same thing with auto body shops. Make sure your auto body shop is trusted. Make sure it's local.
Mm-hmm.
So just be really, really aware of that because they chase the storms. They're storm chasers is what they are. So and they will take 500 to 5,000, whatever they can get from you.
Yep.
So please be very aware of that.
Good point. We did not get hit nearly as badly as a lot of and Westby had a terrible ice storm up there. Lots of damage and mm-hmm. cars that are totaled sitting on the street and just got wrecked.
And
so,
just,
not
like
good.
It looks like something blew them up.
It does.
I mean, or blew inside. It's really, really sad.
As I said here, we were right in the immediate Richland Center area. We were really, really lucky.
And you know what? Where I live, I was really lucky.
Well, you were pretty close to it.
Oh, yes.
Tornado touched down in Mount Hope, which mm-hmm. isn't very far away from where you live.
No, and it's just really lucky where we were at. So, but, you know, also Westby's on a 2-hour delay today.
Right.
So, crazy because of the damage and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would guess. Maybe some people were still without power. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that. But
yeah, so anyway.
Not good.
No, not good. But you know what? We're up and we're living another day. So
we're,
be
we're
positive
moving.
That. Yep, 100%. So if you could work remotely, Phil, from anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Is it really a tough question?
Probably.
You could go like to Lambeau Field. You could be.
Oh, I see.
McCartney's bus.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would say maybe the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be kind of neat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they have a radio studio there that you can rent out, but it's kind of expensive. I think,
really?
Because I had thought about it once, but it was cost prohibitive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing in like Disney World. They have a radio studio there you can rent out.
Oh, okay.
And broadcast.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm not a big Disney guy.
Yeah.
At all.
I've been there once. I got hit in the ankles with strollers.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few times that day.
Were you a baby then or no?
No. Just walking around, you know, such a crowd. All of a sudden, somebody runs into you and you're like, what the? Oh, well.
Did I ever tell you this story about my uncle in Disneyland?
No.
Our Disneyland
is in California.
It's in California. Can you? Because it says land, not world.
Mm-hmm.
Land means L.A. World means Orlando.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I just know that Disneyland started first.
Yes.
And I remember reading in my weekly reader about Disney World when it was going to open and everything.
Did I tell you the one about Disney World, though?
Uh-uh.
Where my uncle... we always went on trips with my Uncle Rodden and Martha. And we were driving, and we were headed to Orlando. And we got to Orlando to Disney World. And my Uncle Rodden, he just didn't like to walk. So we got him a a wheelchair to the line first, everything to the first. You know what I'm saying? We get up there, he didn't get on it, but we did.
So, oh, now that's not good.
No, but...
You were denying other people the opportunity.
So my dad and my brother, you know, they always pick on each other. I mean, and Rodden, my Uncle Rodden just kept on putting the brakes down when my dad was pushing him. So, and my dad goes, you keep it up, I'm just going to let you go right down this hill. Oh, you would not... There he goes, down this hill in the wheelchair.
That's not safe.
No, he ended up in a rock garden.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Didn't mess with those guys.
Rough times.
Yeah, it was a rough time. Yeah.
Boy.
You might be from Arkansas, yeah. Philip, if you let your brother roll down a hill.
Yeah, I would
say so. If you ever snuck a spit cup into church.
Yeah, that might be true, too.
That may very well be true.
Yeah, my daughter and son-in-law, they're taking the family to Disney World. In fact, I think it's next week or the week after. They're going.
Are you going?
No. My son-in-law is all excited, though, because there's a spot now where you can build your own lightsaber. So you can start, you know, and then, you know, add this and that. And the, you know, I suppose... At the end, after a couple hundred bucks or whatever, I'm not sure. But you can come out of there with your own...
Lightsaber.
Your own special lightsaber.
Well, all the luck to them.
There you go.
All the luck to them. All right, buddy, random and weird fire questions. You ready?
Yeah.
If animals can talk, which would be the rudest?
The rudest animal, a cat.
You think a cat?
House cat.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they're pampered and babied and, you know... If Annie could talk, yeah, I would think
that. I wouldn't want to hear what she had to say.
I wouldn't either.
I was thinking maybe a rude would be like a skunk, an alligator.
Yeah, I could see a skunk being kind of nice.
Because like, it stinks.
Yeah, you got to feel
You're thinking
bad.
Of Pepe Le Fume.
Pepe Le Fume. Pepe Le Fume.
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh boy! Yes, right. Yeah. No, I think you know they would be very conscientious, you know, about the way they smell. I think they'd be very nice.
You don't like my perfume?
Yeah.
You know?
Now, speckled rooster.
Speckled Pete.
He could be rude.
You think he'd be? You think they would say something? If you could imagine an animal talking to you, what would it be like? You know what? Like a fish. Hey, can
a fish.
You, Me and you're in a fish. Yeah. Hey, you know how to drive this
thing? Yeah, how to drive this thing, yeah. I knew that was coming. That's an old joke. Hey, man, you know how to drive this thing? But Annie would, if she could talk, she'd peel the beans to June.
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
Do you know when you're gone that he sits and eats Chinese food and it drips off his chest and he slides a plate under the chair? And
I lick
know?
His chest until he wakes up. Could you tell him to drop more food, please?
Oh, well. Luckily, June doesn't go home or go away that often from home.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good for everybody.
It's not good for my health.
Even when she comes back, it's not good for you.
No, it's not. Well, she'll text about 3 o'clock. It'll be home about 3:30. It's like, oh.
I'm not even
got a clean sweep.
I'm at the record store still.
Clean up the house.
Can you make it a little bit longer?
Oh, well.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck... Or 100 duck-sized horses.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'd go for the one. You know,
one?
Yeah, I think so. One horse-sized duck.
You'd go one horse-sized duck?
I think so.
Seriously?
A lot of them may be, like, going at my ankles and everything like that.
I know, but you could just stand in a chair and just whoopsh, whoopsh.
I don't know. With my new lightsaber that I got at Disney World.
For $400.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't do nothing. Oh, the battery's dead. So. Yeah. If you had a theme song, Phil, what would it be? Would it be Smoke on the Water?
Oh, probably.
It would be.
The only
it?
One I ever learned on guitar.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's the one you... and trumpet, too, don't you?
Yeah,
don't
I could probably play it on the trumpet, too. Yeah. Yeah. No, Light My Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Or Smoke on the Water. Mm. Yeah, right.
It's the same thing?
That messed no, that they're up, two too. Different songs.
What would mine be, Phil?
A couple of classic 70s songs. Yeah. Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent sounds.
Oh, yes. Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC, yes. That's yours? Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, or Islands in the Stream. I'd just be the stream.
Islands in the Stream. Kenny and Dolly.
What food would you would you eat for the rest of your life if you could?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good question.
I can't say granola bars or
No. I'm a fan.
If it wouldn't hurt your health or anything, what food would it
I'm be? I'm a fan of pasta. You know?
Mine?
Spaghetti.
Chicken fried rice.
Chicken fried rice. Oh, that's good stuff.
My And yeah. if it's even homemade. Oh, my goodness.
Little,
you ever had?
Little soy sauce on
yes,
top.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's so salty. It would just like.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's probably worse than ramen noodles.
Probably.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Because you'd probably eat ramen noodles the rest of your life, wouldn't you?
No? I'm not a big ramen noodle guy.
No?
I'm not.
Oh, I thought you used that in some of your cooking with Hank.
Well, I do, but that's very rare.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to come up with. Yeah, this week I did not use ramen noodles.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, they're good and cheap.
Yeah. So last night I experienced vanilla peanut butter, vanilla bean peanut, or vanilla bean ice cream, okay?
Okay.
And you put peanut butter in it and you stir it around. Not bad, Phil.
Not bad.
Not bad.
That sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah.
And it's full of protein.
Ah.
Milk, you know?
Right.
You got protein, you got milk.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. So, not bad.
I might have to try some, you know, because I'm trying my big comeback in baseball.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Got to get more protein and, you know. Building up my arm, I think I can pitch 21 miles an hour now, so I'm getting there.
You're moving on up.
I am.
If you could instantly master one skill, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Guitar.
Mine's piano.
Oh, okay. We can start a band.
Oh, my goodness. I love the piano.
Yeah, we could start a band.
And I don't know how to play. I took some lessons when I was younger, but... Mrs. Whirl actually gave me, when she started looking at my homework, she goes, you don't need to be doing this.
Oh.
You need to be doing this.
Huh, yeah.
And that's what we did.
Sure.
So, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Either or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I always just wanted to, you know, be at some party and pick up a guitar, right. You know, it's in the corner and sit there and strum. And all the young women flock around and they're like, oh, you know. That was always my dream back in like 82.
Me, it'd be my banjo. I'm like, ding, ding, there goes my chords.
Yeah. I would imagine there's probably banjo sitting around in Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm sure there. There's one at my house.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, you got to bring that in and play it one of these days.
The Kit Kat candy bar in Japan comes in more than 200 flavors, Philip. Is that a Hanko?
No. I think that's true. It isn't?
No.
I thought I'd heard that before.
I thought it was. It is true. It is true. I read it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Is that true? Yeah.
What, wasabi, sweet potato, and sake.
Yes.
Well, hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it. Susan B. Anthony illegally voted in American 1872 presidential election between Ulysses S. Grant and Horace Greeley.
I think that's probably
true. It is true. And Susan was arrested and fined $100 after voting for Republican Ulysses S. Grant, a time a woman were taken for granted.
Sure.
It's really sad.
Women couldn't vote until the 20s, I think.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
So I have another one in here, Phil, that you'll get a kick out of. Oh, since we're talking about space, since we just... A corned beef sandwich was smuggled into space on the Gemini 3 mission in 1965.
It sounds right. Okay, I'll say it's true.
It's true.
Wow.
As contraband unapproved for flight by NASA, pilot John Young had hidden the sandwich in a pocket of his spacesuit shortly before the launch.
Just in case, you know, the tang and the space food was, you know, not going to suffice.
Right.
Yeah. But I wonder, you know, because all of the things were so calculated down to the...
Oh, weight, everything.
Back weight.
Oh, yes.
I can imagine somebody at NASA like, wait a minute, we're overweight. But
did you know... I know this is going a little deep, but are we out of time?
Yeah.
But did you know how much food you eat and then how much you use the restroom and stuff is all calculated on the
Oh, sure. Like, absolutely.
Crazy stuff.
And the current astronauts, the ones that were just on the flight, didn't their toilet break, too?
It froze.
It froze.
Yeah, froze. Their lines froze.
So. Oh, that ain't good. So,
yeah, good luck. Hey, what's that floating around?
Yeah, exactly. Tough calling a plumber up in space, you know?
Yeah, one more thing. Neil Armstrong... True or false, Neil Armstrong had to go through customs after returning from the moon.
Oh, sure.
He did.
Yeah.
He really did.
Uh-huh.
After landing back on Earth, the Apollo 11 crew had to go through customs as they were returning from another country that's in space.
That's true. And they would also put them in quarantine for a week or so when they got back just because they, you know, space contaminants or whatever they thought they might have.
Without question. Yeah. Well, I ran over your time, buddy. I hope you have a great day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.